ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage and the WBO.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And as I speak, live, we are on Facebook.com/RingTalks. You stream live video. So if you'd like to watch the show instead of listen to it, or listen to it and watch it at the same time, you can go to Facebook.com/RingTalk. Go over to the Ustream button, click it up. Hey, you got live program right then and there, the longest running fight show in history. Speaking of longest running idiotic act in boxing has to be, to a certain extent, Floyd Mayweather Jr. I mean, his talents inside the ring, unsurpassed, okay? But his actions outside the ring keep getting him in more trouble. He's going to spend 90 days or 60 days in house arrest or county jail or something like that. Anyway, originally it was 6 months. But, of course, this was involved in Mayweather getting involved in a beef with his baby's mama. I didn't say that. I read that in more than a few periodicals, but his baby's mama, that was the, and I'm quoting that there to show you how biased some of the media is towards Mayweather. But the bottom line is, he's in the poke for taking her cell phones and pushing her around, as well he should be. Will that affect Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather? Lots of things to talk about. Of course, Andre Ward, a big winner, big winner last Saturday night in capturing the WBA Super 6 Showtime World Tournament. Of course, he is the world champion out of Oakland, California. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free phone line all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and I... Wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Good things come to those who wait, like Macy's last-minute gift sale with 25 to 60% savings. Diamond accent hoops or freshwater pearl studs, $99. Sweaters for him and her, 40 to 50% off. Sleepwear, 40% off. Massagers from Sharper Image, Homedics, and Conair, 50% off. Time's running out. Hurry into Macy's last-minute gift sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. Walking to the money land.
Yeah, he's walking into the Clark County jail system.
Got to pay back.
January 6th. He got to pay it back. Man. Just like James Brown saying. I guess Floyd's got to pay it back. You know, kicking that guy in the head when he was on the floor and that... Michigan pool hall, that wasn't a big thing. Hitting the other guy over the head with a champagne bottle in a Las Vegas nightclub, that wasn't a big thing either. And being involved in all the shenanigans he has over the years, I'm surprised he hasn't been in the pokey before, of course. But money, you know, money dictates that. That's why he's getting a slight sentence. That Nevada's hoping they can boost their economy, which is hurting, with a Manny Pacquiao-Floyd Mayweather fight. Well, that ain't going to happen. Not anytime soon, anyway. Mayweather's going to jail for a couple of months. He's going to be distracted. So this May date, this May 5th date that they were talking about, that Mayweather reserved at the MGM Grand, that sort of looks moot at this point in time, because you figure if you spend 60 days in the slam or 90 days in the slam, he's going to get out in either, you know, March or April. And, you know, that ain't good. I mean, you can't do that and fight in May 5th. Okay, I don't care if you're training in the joint or not. It's not going to be really the joint. As I said, it'll be the Clark County Jail, and that'll be in Las Vegas. Of course, he's not going to the penitentiary. He's not being let off to the gallows or anything like that. But Judge Melissa Saragossa, when I listened to some of her ruling, the way, the tone, the demeanor that she had, you know, she wasn't giving Floyd a pass at all. Not that he deserves one. I know he doesn't. You know he doesn't. Okay, but she wrote him up. I mean, big time. And she threatened him with big-time jail time, and, you know, he's going to do some community service, I guess, afterwards. And she did commend him for some of the community service he does in the area. But the bottom line is Floyd Mayweather's going to jail. So Manny Pacquiao just came off the closest fight of his life. Okay, if he didn't get beat, in a lot of people's opinions he did, but if he didn't get beat by Juan Manuel Marquez, he sure didn't look impressive in winning. Okay, so therefore he needs to fight Juan Manuel Marquez a fourth time. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure this out. It just doesn't. You don't have to be a psychic, nothing. You don't have a fortune teller, nothing. This is the fight. Manny Pacquiao, Juan Manuel Marquez, 4. They'll probably do a couple of million homes on pay-per-view because of the closeness of the last one. Listen, they first fought in 2004. Then Manny wouldn't fight him again until 2008 because he thought he was old. Marquez was old at that point in time, okay? Now Marquez is 38, going on 39 years old, and Manny won't fight him a fourth time. This is a smaller little guy that stands in front of him. I kid you not. That's because he got picked apart. He got his ears boxed. Okay? Can't handle him. You don't box a boxer. You don't fight a fighter. You don't hook with a hooker. Okay? Everybody that's hooked with Manny Pacquiao thus far has lost, especially in some of these big fights. You know what I mean? Ricky Hatton decided to slug with him. He was history in two. Miguel Cotto tried to slug with him. He was history. He didn't make the final bell. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, I guess Manny Pacquiao can punch, whether or not you think he's taking performance-enhancing drugs or not. Okay? And evidently, last week he conceded that he will take less money. Of course, he celebrated his birthday, so happy birthday to Manny. I believe he's turning 33. But happy birthday to Manny. And, you know, I mean, he said that he would take less money for the Mayweather fight, and he would adhere to the drug tests. I mean, that's allegedly what he said. And see, the reason why I use allegedly, and I put that in them quotes too, is that he says so much stuff. I mean, stuff comes out of both sides of Manny Pacquiao's mouth. You don't know which Manny Pacquiao to believe. It's like digital. Him and Mayweather, the guys both are just both. You know, Manny doesn't go before the press too often because he's not adept at handling the press. Here's a Philippine congressman, but he's not the slickest guy in handling the media, okay? You know, he stamps and stutters and stammers when he comes to talking about Olympic-style random drug testing. And then Mayweather says stuff like, you know, Pacquiao's next. And then he says, when you interview him a couple of days later, he'll say, Pacquiao, don't put words in my mouth. So, you know, they're both full of spit to a certain extent. And the bottom line is, you know, Judge Saragossa decided, guess what, Floyd? Your act is coming to an end here. And I think the probation that she'll put him on, the severe probation, will have him go into the joint for 3 years if he screws up again. That's a long time, especially over a girl. Okay? People die for women and God in this world. That's the only little bit of money. But for the most part, people die for women and God. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We'll talk MMA, of course. Wow. December 30th, next Friday night, of course, the big pay-per-view event. Alistair Overeem hasn't been beaten in a long time, 10-0-1, in his last 11 scraps, taking on the great, or is he great? Or is he just great in Pedro's mind? Or is he's such an intimidating physical specimen? I'm talking about Brock Lesnar. That's the main event next Friday night, not Saturday. The UFC is going to go Friday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. That'll be live at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Look them up on the web at rickys.com. But back to the Pacquiao-Mayweather-Marquez situation, okay? You know, I mean, Mayweather spanked Marquez. Marquez never hit him once in 12 rounds. It was such a shutout that if you fell asleep after the first round, you woke up in the 12th round, you just thought you'd been watching the same rounds. That's how much of a redundancy this was, round after round after round, okay? Now, Manny Pacquiao struggled thrice with Juan Manuel Marquez. First bout was a draw. Might have been a scoring error there that averted Manny Pacquiao getting a split decision win because it was a draw. And one judge only scored the first round 10-7 when he realized with the three knockdowns involved, he could have scored it a 10-6 round, but he didn't. And therefore, it was called a draw. The second one, Pacquiao won a split decision. That was in 2008. Now, not too many people think that he won that. They just didn't. Okay? And then, you know, November 12th, not too many people thought he won that one. Even less people. In fact, the Filipinos are not screaming. They're not standing up on the blogosphere with their hands held high, jumping up and down and screaming and making all kinds of noise. They've sort of been quiet of late. Sort of like they're muted. Okay? Because they realize their guy is human. And he probably did get beat by Juan Manuel Marquez. Okay, and he does look, either he's over the hill and going down the hill, or he's peaked, or he's not taking performance enhancement drugs. Had he been, I mean, there are the suspicions that he took performance enhancing drugs, time and time again. I mean, that's what you kept hearing as he was moving up in weight, because you know, from a physical point of view, and from a science point of view, it's pretty tough to move to 100 from 107, whether you're a skinny little guy, anorexic or not, okay, from 106, 7 and 3 quarter pounds to 147 pounds or 150 pounds, and be strong and not put on any fat. I mean, the great fighters in the past, Ray Leonard moved up in weight, he put on a little bit of weight. Roberto Duran put on weight, he went up in weight, he got fat. Benitez got fat. Even Hearns got a little. I mean, as tall as Tommy is, 6'1", 6'2", even he got a little flabby, like at 175 when in cruiserweight and this and that. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's never been seen before. The fact that a man has moved up as many weight classes as Manny Pacquiao has and dominated as he went. I mean, I really didn't think he lighted up Ricky Hatton that easy. But then Hatton came in face first. And then Miguel Cotto, well, he made Miguel Cotto sweat down to 145 unnatural pounds. Okay, usually it's 147. Somebody says, oh, what's the big deal, 2 pounds? Yeah, right. Get down to as light as you can get, and then have to take off 2 more pounds after that. Of course, you know, Brandon Rios, who's being mentioned now for Manny Pacquiao, He won a couple of weeks ago against some hobo on TV. He couldn't make 135 pounds, so they stripped him of the WBA, World Boxing Association, World of Bunko and Anarchy, was what I call them. Their 135-pound title, so he's rumored to be next in line for Manny Pacquiao. Now, nobody wants to see him. All due respect to Mr. Rios. He's a good fighter. He throws good uppercuts. In fact, he could possibly beat Manny Pacquiao. He has the style. He throws uppercuts. He isn't afraid to stand in there. It would be an entertaining fight, no question about that. But the flip side of that is Juan Manuel Marquez and Manny Pacquiao would, maybe the fourth fight would finally determine who is the better man between the two. Because you have to almost flip a coin between these two guys. You really do. That's how close they are as far as ability is concerned. And, of course, Mayweather schools one, and the other guy puts up a whole bunch of excuses not to fight him. Now he wants to fight him. Now Mayweather's going to jail for 3 months, so that'll put that fight off. But, hey, we can do this in July. I mean, you know, the promoters in Las Vegas and a lot of the Las Vegas is not a great month for July. I mean, July is not a great month for Las Vegas because it's so hot. But you know, in the past, they put fights on in June, and I think they put on a couple in July and August. I think Larry Holmes and Michael Spinks went off in August down there. So they've done some fights in the prime of summer before, and now we've got indoor arenas. It's no longer the outdoor arenas, the Caesars Palace, the Riviera Hotel, the Las Vegas Hilton. Okay, no more the Mirage, no more outdoor stadiums. They ain't happening. Okay, everything's indoors now. You got the MGM Grand. It'll hold 15, 16, 17, 18,000 people for a fight, depending on how you configure it. Okay, the Thomas and Mack Arena hold the same thing. That's on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus, UNLV down there. It'll hold about 18,000 people as well. So if Caesars wanted to get back into the play and grab this fight, Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, okay, if they wanted to, if they wanted to bid for it, they wouldn't have to build it into an outdoor arena. They would just throw the fight down there at the UNLV campus, okay? And then you got the Mandalay Bay. They'd only seats about 12,500 for boxing. So obviously the MGM Grand and the Thomas America Arena are the leading arenas in Las Vegas. So these guys were to fight Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao, but it ain't going to happen right now. So let Floyd go do his time. And when he gets out, you know, when Floyd comes on TV, if you don't like him, turn down the volume. Change the channel. You have a choice. I know some of you watch boxing or watch Floyd Mayweather fights just for the hope of watching him, seeing him get beat. I mean, this is the old Ali syndrome all over again. People want to see him get beat. People think he's, quote, uppity. Okay? You know, he lives down there on that golf course in Las Vegas with some of the richest people in the world. And he's been pulling down big money for fights. That last fight he pulled in, his company grossed, I think, $78 million. And I figured if you started paying people off, he pays one guy 10%, he gives another guy a small percentage, training expenses, this, that, he probably walked away with about $35 to $40 million. So, I mean, after taxes, it's $35 million. That's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. But that's what kind of money Floyd Mayweather's making. I don't know what Manny Pacquiao is making over there on the plantation at Top Rank. I don't know if Bob Arum's got one of those Elvis Presley contracts with Colonel Tom Parker, where every time Elvis made a buck, the Colonel made a buck. Is that the way it goes with Manny Pacquiao and Bob Arum? Because I know Manny Pacquiao ain't pulling in no $35 million after taxes. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We talk MMA next. USC coming up next Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock in the West. Of course, talking about Alistair Overeem and Brock Lesnar. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I just wanna Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Minsoo Kim trying to keep him at close. That's it. Eating him. That's it. Excited here at ringside.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That man's a hero. A smart hero.
Checking, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Before I get to MMA, we have a poll going on at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Who is the best fighter pound for pound in the world of boxing right now? And the nominees are Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, Yuri Gamboa, who I think has got a hell of a shot, although this probably ain't his year, Jorge Arce, a veteran that came back with a couple of surprise wins this year, especially that one over when he captured a 122-pound title over Wilfredo Vasquez Jr. And even Nonito Donaire, does he deserve Fighter of the Year awards? I mean, that one-punch knockout over Fernando Montiel. And, of course, Andre Ward, a winner of a unanimous decision last Saturday night, capturing the Showtime Super 6 168-pound championship. So that is the boxing poll going on right now at ringtalk.com. You can vote in that as I speak. Broadcasting Cable named Dana White 2011 Sports TV Executive of the Year. That's funny, is that the USC took a bit of a beating as far as their numbers were concerned, their overall numbers. And I think that's the reason why they went to Fox TV to an extent. And the Fox TV deal seems to be paying off because their first fight was November 12th, although the fight only lasted a minute and 4 seconds or something like that. Of course, Junior Dos Santos beating Cain Velasquez for the World Heavyweight Championship. Their next UFC event with John Jones a fortnight ago did about 450,000 homes. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. I mean, they've got nothing to be ashamed of over there. If they can do 400,000 homes on a non-big name, I mean, he's a big name in the world of MMA, but he's only been fighting for a couple of years, and he's not a household name, per se, like Georges St. Pierre or maybe Brock Lesnar is, okay? Or like I think Nick Diaz might be. Anyway, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you know, all these fighters will be coming together. Of course, the big UFC event happens next Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock in the West. Of course, twice beaten Brock Lesnar. I never thought he'd win a fight. If I thought he was just so big, so mean, so intimidating. Then Frank Mir got him in an ankle lock, made him quit. And then, of course, Cain Velasquez beat him for the world heavyweight title. But he's had some intestinal problems where they went in there and cut parts of his colon or his stomach out or something like that. So we don't really know how much he'll have left, okay, when he comes back next Friday night and takes on Alistair Overeem. Of course, Overeem, a guy that's been long suspected of using steroids. I mean, long suspected of it. And he's on a 10-0-1 streak right now as far as fights are concerned. But, you know, I mean, he all of a sudden he was like 200 pounds, 210 pounds, 205 pounds. All of a sudden, boom, he's like 252 and all muscle. I mean, the guy looks like a rock. Okay, so I'm not trying to say he takes steroids. I'm trying to say he looks like he takes steroids. Anyway, to me. But then I thought that Brock Lesnar looked like he took steroids too. And they caught Brock Lesnar going into Japan when he was doing pro wrestling back in the day with steroids in his stuff. So Brock's been caught. And I think, I think Overeem's been caught too. So what will it be? Will it be the raw, pure power of Brock Lesnar, one of the UFC's biggest draws? Okay. Or will it be the knees and the overall ability of Alistair Overeem? Next Friday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, at 7 o'clock out here on the West Coast. Rickys.com will have the fight. Of course, Ricky's Sports Theater on Hesperian Boulevard, just a couple of blocks off East 14th Street in San Leandro, California, will have the card. So will the Southern Winds Restaurant on Lombard Street here in the city by the bay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We're talking MMA, and of course, Strikeforce. We thought it was going to die. We thought it would go away, like the other brands that the UFC bought up, like the World Extreme Cage Fighting. And that folded, you know, and we thought that Strikeforce would fold too. Well, Strikeforce has just signed a new deal with Showtime. Dana White has. So their new vice president over there at Showtime, a new guy handling the TV, realizes the MMA is drawn, and they like the women. The Showtime guys, the executives, seem to like the women fighting in MMA. And I think they're exciting, too, because they always give their all. I mean, when women box, they usually give their all. I mean, like 200%, because they've got to prove that they belong. Okay, but in MMA, these talented chicks, oh, my God. Anyway, you will be seeing that on Strikeforce. And then you will see Strikeforce maybe have, maybe finish off this tournament, have a couple more fights at heavyweight, and then just eliminate their heavyweight division and go after the younger are the smaller weight division, smaller weight classes, and let the UFC concentrate on the heavyweight division, feeling that there's not enough depth, not enough talent in the pool to flood both the UFC and Strikeforce with top 10 or top 15 fighters. But, of course, that UFC card next week, that'll be a good one. That'll be a good one. Personally, I guess you want to go with Overeem's experience as far as MMA is concerned, but you know Brock was an NCAA wrestler. I mean he's a pretty bad dude, but still having part of his stomach taken out. And of course he turned his back on Shane Carwin, and Shane Carwin was lumping him up. In that fight, he ended up turning around and winning in the second round. And of course in the Cain Velasquez fight, he got punched on a few times, and he sort of said, sort of turned around like a little girl. But I guess if somebody was punching me like that, 265 pounds, 250 pounds, with 4-ounce gloves on and their hands wrapped, I guess I'd be turning my face too. But the bottom line is Brock Lesnar, as big and bad as he is, might not be the biggest, baddest dude that I thought he was. Obviously, as I said, having been beaten by Frank Mir and Cain Velasquez, of course, he beat Mir in the rematch. And Cain Velasquez, who recently lost the UFC heavyweight title on November 12th to Junior Dos Santos, that wouldn't be a bad rematch, but it looks like the winner of the Alistair Overeem Brock Lesnar fight, and the UFC seems to feel that Lesnar is going to win this fight. That's sort of why they're making it. okay, because they feel that Lesnar will win this fight, and then Lesnar will challenge probably Junior Dos Santos or somebody else in the middle of 2012, if Junior Dos Santos is no longer the champion, but I think he will. He's got some fast hands, knocks people down, boom, 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 he boxes well. Don't stand and fight with this guy, boy. Brock Lesnar stands and fights with him, it'll be a quick night, I think, for Junior Dos Santos, because you know, Brock doesn't like getting punched on. Who does? But Brock especially. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. We go back to boxing in our next segment. We talk about open scoring. Why each round, after a complete round of boxing is done, why shouldn't we announce the score right then and there? Why or why should we not? We'll talk about that on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Well, folks, from John Lennon to the world super middleweight champion, he is the son of God, of course, S-O-G. I'm talking about Andre Ward. First of all, congratulations, champ.
Hey, Pedro, I appreciate it, man. It's good to be back on the show.
Good. 11-1 in rounds. I had it, and two judges had it 7-5. Dre, I mean, had you not fought as hard as you did and winning 11 out of 12 rounds on my card, some people scored it a shutout, but 11 out of 12 rounds on my card, and I'm sort of, I tend not to give anything close. In other words, I'm a little biased, I think, so I tend not to give anything a little close. So I thought it was 11-1 easy, and for two judges scored 7-5, it looked like they were trying to take that from you.
You know, that was scary, those scorecards, simply because if the fight was closer than it was, then, you know, those two judges would have decided to fight. And, you know, it's just no place for that in boxing. I mean, I understand that, you know, some judges, they see fight differently than others. And, you know, some like aggression, some like boxing. Everybody's different in terms of, you know, what they like to see. But at the end of the day, I just think, you know, those kind of scores are just unacceptable.
Craig Metcalf was a Canadian judge, and American judge John Stewart scored the fight 115, 1-13, or 7-5 in rounds. The other guy from the U.K., you would think the fighter from the U.K. having an advantage with John King, but no, John King scored 118, 110, or 10-2 in rounds. I had 11-1, as I said, 119, 109. Most experts I know had it in up there 118, 110, 119, 109, 120, 108, somewhere around there. So it was a bit of an injustice. Now, listen, since the right guy won, there's not going to be much of a stink made over this. I made a stink over it, but there's not going to be much of a stink made over that. Is that what's killing this sport? Is that what's hurting things?
Well, Pedro, I mean, and let me just say, I appreciate you, man, stepping up to the plate like you always do when it's an injustice in the sport, especially when it's, you know, somebody that's, you know, close to you, so to speak. But, I wouldn't want my hand raised if I didn't earn it. And I said that throughout time during the promotion when Carl Frack and his team made a big deal about, you know, coming to America and fighting on, you know, U.S. soil and just, you know, trying to make a big deal about wanting a fair shake. You know, I told them, I said, hey, I want the fight to be fair. It should be fair, and it should be neutral judges. I'm not looking for any advantages. And even when I fight at home in Oakland, you know, I think things should be fair. I do not want to get my hand raised if I don't earn it. So I think when things like this happen, I think it's horrible for the sport. It's just another opportunity for people to take shots at a sport like boxing, which is already, you know, just fight to stay relevant. I think, again, it's just no place for, you know, and I don't want to come too hard on the judges because, you know, they've yet to give an explanation. But when there's a situation like that, I just think it's unacceptable because you're messing with an individual's livelihood. And in this sport, you know, it's not like, you know, basketball or football or, you know, even baseball where you can lose and still be the same guy the next night. You lose in this sport and a lot can change very quickly. So, yeah, I just think there's no place for it. I think the commission out in Atlantic City are doing their part right now to get an explanation and hopefully everything gets worked out. But moving forward, absolutely, there's no place for this.
Okay. Frock looked like he was hurt a couple of times there. Did you feel it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I sometimes it gets to me. There's just a refusal for people to acknowledge, you know, some of my strength. And one of them is my punching power, and that was with a broken hand. You know, I caught Frock several times clean with one shot, and it stopped him in his tracks, and the look on his face was, you know, that he was buzzed and he was hurt. It was tough to follow up because of the broken hand. But absolutely, but it's almost like sometimes, you know, people just refuse to acknowledge that, okay, I was wrong, this guy can hit.
25-0, 13 knockouts, of course, the Olympic gold medals, hasn't lost a fight since 1997. And Carl King, I take that back, Charles King, who runs King's Gym over in Oakland, California, swears he didn't lose that fight. So you haven't lost a fight in a long, long time now, man. Do you remember that last loss, or do you remember that pretty clearly, or what?
Oh, yeah. It was against a guy named Jesus Gonzalez from New Mexico. And we had a kind of a toe-to-toe battle. You know, we fought, you know, in a fight, what you call a smoker. I think it was just a real quick fight. I think it was 3 rounds, mid and a half round. Just a quick fight, kind of a barn, you know, burner type of affair. I got 2 points taken away for something in that fight, and I think that was the deciding factor. And, you know, I just don't like to lose, Pedro. I'm a competitor.
Nobody
You know,
does.
They say you can't win them all, and I understand that, but I definitely try.
Okay, now you opened up a 4.5-1 underdog as far as the tournament's concerned. I won't say how much money I bet on you, but I did make a few bucks on that, so I want to thank you for that, champ, okay? I mean, at 4.5-1, who can turn that down? You never get 4.5-1 on Andre Ward ever again in your life, folks, unless it was a fight maybe Godzilla or something
right.
like that. But that's what the online book paid, 4.5-1, so I'm very happy over that. Floyd Mayweather, unfortunate scene, him getting in the problems that he's had. And I said, why doesn't Manny just fight Juan Manuel Marquez a fourth time? Did you watch that fight? Who do you think won that fight, the Marquez and Manny Pacquiao fight, Andre?
I personally felt like Marquez won the fight simply because he landed the cleaner shots, the more precise shots, and Manny had moments in terms of, you know, throwing punches, but I don't feel like he was effective. And, I feel like Marquez, you know, based on the first two fights being close and him not getting the nod, I think he should have got the nod. And I was a bit disappointed that he didn't get the nod. But, you know, I definitely feel like Marquez should have got his hand raised. He fought a great fight. You know, some people said, you know, he blew it by not fighting hard in the 12th round. He did what he did the first 11 rounds. He stayed smart. He picked his shot. And Manny didn't do much in the 12th round. So, you know, and this is a guy whose corner told him that he was down and needed a knockout. So that being said, I think Marquez fought the perfect fight. And, you know, at his age, I mean, you can't ask more than that. He should have got his hand raised.
You know, and you talked about it earlier about how when somebody gets an unjustified loss in this sport, it can ruin your life. I mean, instead of getting X amount of dollars next time, he's going to get less money next time. If he won the fight, I'm sure he'd have made a lot more money in his next fight than he will when he does fight again. I'm talking about Juan Manuel Marquez, who has hinted at retirement. But Floyd's out of the picture for a little while. Do you you've known Floyd Mayweather a long time? Do you think this is going to be a wake up call for Floyd?
Well, you know, I know Floyd. You know, I've talked to Floyd several times, and we're not, you know, great friends or anything like that. You know, I mean, I don't obviously know the details of the situation, and I hope that the time he has to sit down and think. I hope it works for him in a positive way, and I hope he's able just to continue on to do what he does best, and that's put on great fights and continue to, you know, cement his legacy because, you know, he's revered in the sport. He's respected by his peers and especially the young fighters that are coming up. And, you know, county jail is no place for the best fighter in the world. So I hope he comes out, man, and just continues to do what he's been doing, and that's put on great performances and continue to get his hand raised.
Andre Ward is our guest, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we're talking with the Super 6 Showtime Tournament winner. This took about 2.5 years for the tournament to conclude, huh?
2.5 years. It's been a long, long road. It's been peaks and valleys. But that being said, I wouldn't have changed it for the world. I mean, it was good all the way around. It's matured me as a fighter. It's matured me as a man. It's taught me how to deal with, you know, the pressure of big fights, expectations, and even, you know, Fight Camp 360. You know, by nature, I'm a, you know, private person, but, you know, that took me out of my comfort zone and it just helped me to learn how to deal with the cameras around all the time. And, you know, it was just an overall great experience. And at the end of the day, I don't think I would be the fighter that I am today without this tournament.
Okay. Forget the tournament just for a second. This is Christmas 2011. What is Christmas like in the Ward household now with three kids and a fourth one coming? Is that rumor true?
Yeah, that rumor is definitely true.
Okay.
And, you know, we looking forward to our fourth child, and my wife's 3 months pregnant. And
Before you wish everybody else, what's Christmas going to be like in the Ward household tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot of family and just a lot of time together, and that's what it's about. You know, a lot of people ask me what I do for fun, and I've said it before. You know, being around my family and just spending time with my kids and my wife, and, you know, just my friends. That's what I love to do. So, The holidays are my favorite time of the year, and it's just going to be like any other family. We're just going to spend a lot of time together and have a good time.
Okay, last question for Andre Ward. Lucien Bute, the IBF guy, the guy from Romania now fighting out of Canada, is there a lot of substance to him, or is he just another notch on Andre Ward's gun?
I think Bute's a good fighter. I think, you know, he's done what he's supposed to do with the fighters that he's fought. But I think, you know, for you know, he and his team to feel like they can just kind of swoop in on a Super 6 winner and just, you know, all of a sudden make a fight, I think, you know, I don't think that's the way things should be done. I think he needs to fight one or two good fighters, beat those fighters, and the fight can be made. And I think it will be made. It's a fight that should be made. So that fight will happen. It's just not going to happen when everybody thinks it's going to happen. But look forward to it because, you know, it's going to happen. And he's been quoted as saying that he doesn't mind coming to Oakland, so I'm looking forward to that too.
Oh, yeah, right. Doesn't mind coming to Oakland. Yeah. And you wouldn't mind going to Canada, though, would you? I mean, you fought all over the world. That wouldn't put any undue pressure on you, would it?
Well, it's not about the pressure. It's about, you know, what's fair. And, you know, there's a major concern with fights that have taken place over there. Yeah. I mean, literally on national television. So that's something that we got to consider. You know, I mean, talking about bad decisions and injustices, I mean, you have to look at that, and that happens a lot in Canada. So the Canadian fans are tremendous. They're great fans, but at the same time, this is a business. So we have to see, you know, what makes sense. But you know, a lot of people say a lot of things about me fighting at home, and you know, Bute has pretty much fought his whole career at home, so I think it's time for him to come away from his home nest and come fight in neutral territory.
Okay, last question. Maybe give me in 20 seconds. What hand did you break, and when did you break it?
I broke the left hand a week before the fight, and we just nursed it for, you know, the week leading up to the fight. We did the best we can with ice, Motrin, and we went into the fight with a broken hand, and obviously, you know, it's inevitable that it was going to be hurt again, but we had to bite down and get through it, and I'm just happy we were able to.
So no permanent damage to the hand then from the fight, is there?
Absolutely not. I have a hard cast on right now, and I'll take this off and start aggressive rehab, and it shouldn't stop anything. And God willing, we'll be able to get back in the ring as soon as possible.
Merry Christmas, Andre Ward, your entire family, your class act. Congratulations on winning the Showtime Super 6 tournament. You're still my guy. What can I say? It's been so long since I saw this skinny kid fighting that it's... I was trying to figure out whether it was the New Oakland Boxing Club or King's Gym. I couldn't figure it out the other day.
I think it was King's.
Think it was King's? All right. Well, anyway,
I think it was King's.
But the bottom line is here we are almost 15 years later, and now you're, you know, the world champion and the Super 6 champion, of course. And you're leading the Fighter of the Year poll at ringtalk.com by a wide margin as well.
Well, hey, that's an honor and a privilege to even be considered in that category. And, to you and your team, Pedro, Merry Christmas. To the fans out there, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The great Andre Ward, folks, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Data Certified Purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The H3 battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks. Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Not quite the Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, December 30th in San Jose, California with War. And then the 3rd and 4th, they are at Yoshi's in Oakland. And I think the 6th, 7th, and 8th at Yoshi's as well. And not there the 5th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You can check out all the information on the greatest soul band in the world, Tower of Power, at towerofpower.com. Check out Pedro's column, Pedro's Song of the Month. It is in the message board at towerofpower.com. We're going to do a special Christmas show. We'll do a show at 1 p.m. Pacific time. That's 4 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Of course, live worldwide on the Internet. We'll also do this show live streaming video at facebook.com/ringtalk. Then you go over to the Ustream button as you are right now and just click on it and watch the video of the show right here, of course, from the multi-million dollar studios that is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in on this lovely holiday weekend. I hope that whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, did I miss anything in there? And if I missed any holidays or any special days, I apologize. But the bottom line is I want to wish everybody a comfortable and hopefully, you know, better 2012 than it was 2011. As far as 2011 is concerned for Pedro, I just assume forget it. Wasn't the greatest year in the world. 2012 should be a whole lot better. And hopefully the economy can come around in this country. You know, that helps everything out. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history. Don't forget the special Sunday edition. That's Christmas Sunday, December 25th, 2011, 1 p.m. Eastern time, 4 o'clock Pacific time, on many of these same Sports Byline radio stations or at sportsbyline.com or check out the show's information at ringtalk.com. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, enjoy those holidays. And Merry Christmas to my main man, Scott Cuddy and Rosario.